Dean served as chairman of the Democratic National Committee from 2005 to 2009. His visit to Utah on Monday isn't under the official banner of the party, but he does hope to get grassroots volunteers excited about recruiting more Democratic voters in a state many believe to be held strongly by Republicans.
This is really sort of an offshoot of the 50-state strategy. I don't think you ought to leave any state out of the equation. Some states we can win in sooner rather than later, or later rather than sooner, but we need to be prepared.
Only about 25% of Utah residents vote as Democrats, and Republicans hold nearly every statewide office. Still, Dean is not discouraged. He says he admires efforts by Utah's Democratic Party chairman Jim DeBacchus to welcome more LDS voters into the party by focusing on education and health care. Dean also has a personal connection to Utah. Former Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon is his first cousin. Dean wants to see more candidates like Caroon come forward to run.
You do not have to pretend you're a Republican in order to run as a Democrat. You don't have to be against things that Democrats are traditionally for. You do have to get to know people, and you do have to take time to listen to people. And when you do that, people measure you as a human being. And once people start measuring you as a human being, then you got a chance.
Dean will attend a rally in Taylorsville on the campus of Salt Lake Community College late Monday afternoon. In the evening, he'll be in Ogden to greet supporters. Terry Gilday, KUBR News.